Praise God. We're turned to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18 this morning. We're on our Sunday mornings on a series of prayer, and I want to continue with that here this morning. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. And my message is prayer in the Spirit. Prayer in the Spirit. Please don't shut down and think you understand or know what I'm about to say. We want to go to the Word of God and the Scripture to understand what is prayer in the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, 18. Only going to read one simple verse here that we've dealt with previously in this series. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's pray together. Father, I do praise you and thank you for your grace and your mercy. Even this morning, we're so aware of what you've done in our lives, and the Holy Spirit dealing with our very hearts, convicting us of our sins, revealing our need of a Savior. My God, I thank you for that work of the Holy Spirit that drew us to Christ, that brought us that way, nor God, a blood sprinkling that cleansed us, that washed us, nor God, that saved us, that changed us by the power of Jesus Christ. Father, we do believe in the power of this Holy Spirit to reach and to change the life. And oh God, I pray that you would open our eyes, oh God, to this realm of prayer in the Spirit. Father, I pray, let faith arise this morning. My God, we need an outpouring of your Holy Spirit in this church. We need a visitation of the Holy Ghost. We need God to come down in a mighty way. My God, we need personal fillings of your Holy Spirit. My God, will you come and pour out your Spirit? Nor God, will you pour out a spirit of prayer and supplication? My God, we need a revival in this city. Nor God, where we'll see hundreds and thousands born again by the power of your Holy Spirit. My God, will you come as a wind even upon us this morning? Let faith be inspired and stirred within our hearts. You said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Father, mark our lives here this morning. Lord God, your Holy Spirit, let him bear witness to the Word of God mightily. No God, in changing us and opening our hearts and lives, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor and praise. And we do pray in the name of Jesus, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest. And I thank you that even right now, my prayer, O God, is mixed with the very fragrance and incense of my great high priest being offered at the throne of God. It's a reality. And we give you thanks for this thing called prayer, where we can open our heart, nor God, pour out our innermost being before you. We do love you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Let me just read that again very simply. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And that's my message here this morning. Prayer in the Spirit. In this series before, we dealt with the throne of grace. We preached three messages from this verse. First of all, praying always, that a man ought always to pray at all times, in every situation, and every possibility, we are to pray. That's what's contained in this verse. Then we preached the second message on praying for others. Remember all those saints I said, those old ladies praying, who I said from America all the way through to Sweden, those saints of God who said, I'm praying for you, I'm praying daily for you. Just last night, Candace got an email from someone who none of yous know in this room, and she only met this lady this week, and she messaged saying, last night we gathered and we are praying for you, and we're praying for that church, and we're praying for the ladies in that church, and for the raising up of those kids in that church. Someone who doesn't even know you, a group of believers, were praying for you last night. Pray for one another. Aren't you glad for those who pray for other believers, saints? That is all in this verse. Praying always, praying for others. Then thirdly, all prayer, or all kinds of prayer. It's all here in this one simple verse. But here this morning, fourthly, I want to bring you to this issue of prayer in the Spirit. Saints, a verse is absolutely overflowing with the theology and the doctrine and the life and the practice of prayer. Why do we preach in prayer? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You'll never be a praying man or woman unless it's preached to you, unless it's taught to you, unless the Spirit of God makes it a reality within your life. Always praying. Prayer in the Spirit. This term here, where it says always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That little word always. Don't lose any word in this verse. I tell you, we're ringing out from this one scripture the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Who gave us the Word of God?